Going to just ask Michael to, after some of the conversation feedback last time, to walk us through what the potential schedule would be here for doing an RFP and kind of back into that. As folks will recall, technically the Brenner-Salzman contract ends May 31st, 2023, which is not too far around the corner. So, Michael, can you walk through the timeline that you thought might work best here?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Mayor Elliker. So I think in looking at what we had discussed in the prior meeting, I had sent to everyone the RFP that would be advertised. And looking at the different timelines and the length of the RFP with the amount of information that we asked for from respondents. Advertising the RFP in June or July would probably be the best scenario. And then keeping the RFP out for possibly a 2-month period. So let's use June as an example. So if we advertise the RFP in June, we would have it out for the months of June and July as a timeline. And then we would get the respondents back from that RFP proposal. And the reason we want to keep it out for that amount of time is just due to the nature of the type of questions and information that we ask for from each respondent. In reviewing, there are approximately 33 just basic questions, but also additional information that we may request from respondents as well. And to be very frank, there may be questions that they have while the proposal is out. So we want to make sure we also give ourselves enough time to answer those questions as well. So having that out for a 2 or 3 month process, I'll use 2 months in this example, that would be June and July. And then I think it gives this group, the board, about a month to kind of analyze the respondents to the RFP. So essentially we're in August, essentially, and just the advertisement and the review of the RFPs. And then again, there's the interview process, which would most likely happen between September and December. And again, that's really because I'm sure we can all make time, but depending on the number of respondents, follow-up questions, interview times, and so on and so forth, we want to make sure we give ourselves enough time to analyze this process. So in essence, I'm looking at from June to December to basically complete the process. Even though Brenner-Salzman's contract isn't up until May of 2023, we want to try to give at least a few months in the first half of the year of 2023 in case there's any transition period that needs to go on, if it's not Brenner-Salzman who we end up selecting. I think that's a very important component, especially when it comes to the legal service aspect of the PNF pension board. Is any transition time, documents, conversations, whatever the case is, making sure that there's enough time between a new firm, if selected, in Brenner-Salzman. So essentially what I'm looking at is if we can get it advertised in June or the beginning of July, is really looking at a six-month window to analyze, interview, and choose another firm for the PNF board, which would be essentially the second half of 2022. So that's kind of the timeline that I'm looking at, and also building in any contingency that may happen. I do realize that there may be some outstanding questions or interviews or follow-ups that may go into maybe the first or second month of 2023 as well.
Thanks, Michael. Questions from folks?
You might have stated this. I was trying to take a couple of notes here. Is this going to be a nationwide thing, or is this going to be kept locally?
You're on mute, Michael. You just switched mute.
Thank you. So what we do is we will advertise this on the city's procurement site, Bonfire. That will kind of, depending on how a vendor is registered, when a legal service RFP goes out, it kind of shoots out a message to the registered vendors. Now, if you know or think there's some firms or whatever the case may be that's interested in there, there's nothing that prohibits us also from looking at different area, different firms that may be interested in this RFP, and they can register on Bonfire as well to look at that RFP. But essentially, Trustee McDermott, whoever is registered for Bonfire, that's who's going to be able to submit a proposal to that RFP. So whether they're in Connecticut or Virginia or whatever the case may be.
Okay. Thank you.
Other questions?
This is Trustee Cannon. Mike, is there anything prohibiting us from starting the process now rather than wait until June, July, although it is right around the corner, just so that we're in a position to get it started and get ahead of it?
There is nothing that prohibits us from doing that process. Again, I think we were kind of looking at aligning this with the expiration of the Brenner Salzman contract, which is May of 2023. Again, we also don't want a vendor sitting out there too long with the proposal and then essentially becoming uninterested, right? If we advertise it now, but we're not doing interviews for another 6 or 7 months, you know, that may change that firm's mind. I mean, I've seen that with other RFPs, not saying it's going to happen, but I think the closer we can get to the expiration date of the Brenner Salzman contract, that seems to be the best practice that I've seen as far as awarding and transitioning to a new firm.
Yeah, I guess it would be one thing if that's like 6 months from now, but you're talking about not 3 months or so.
A little over a year, right?
No, but, I mean, for starting the process is, March, we're at March 15 now. Starting this in June, July is not that far off.
No, I agree.
Michael, would you have a lot of work to do drafting the RFP? Can you use the old RFP proposal?
That was going to be my last thing. Was I think I sent around. Did everybody get a draft of the new RFP? I mean, that also gives you a chance, and I see Trustee McDermott shaking his head. So I will make sure we get that over to you, Trustee McDermott. It will also give everyone a little bit more time to review that document as well. There may be questions that, you know, you may want inserted in there. Again, what we did with the with the new RFP was kind of take some of the old RFP and kind of enhance the questions and see and change some of the information to the current information that's on the website. So
I just forwarded to you. I, for whatever reason, Trustee McDermott, you and I can understand why Pastor Brooks might not have been on at that point, but I just forwarded to you.
Okay.
It's just the last proposal. So
thank you.
Yeah.
Mike, I was hoping that, is there any possibility that we could examine the fee structure and all that stuff, options, different options when we send that proposal out?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you have some ideas, I'm actually looking for the Word document now, but I think that's kind of one of the things that I wanted to go over also was I know everyone's busy, so if you didn't have a chance to look over the document, I think, you know, if you have those type of ideas, Trustee Cannon, that we can sort of examine and maybe incorporate into the document, it's better to incorporate it now than it's advertised and then we want to go in a different direction, you know? So,
yeah. Yep, so, yes, exactly. I agree.
The RFP can be structured to the way that the board feels is we're getting the best bang for our buck, essentially. The thing is, we just have to make sure that's upfront in the document that we would put out in June.
I'm sorry. The copy that I have was what was sent, I guess, back in January. Is that the latest version?
Did that come from me, Trustee Ribeiro, or Leanna?
I have to check. I know I just saved it. It was
you,
title 9/21/21.
Okay, if it has that date on it, that was the most recent document. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, and it looks like, I was just glancing at it, it looks like there's a part for individual per services fee and for an annual firm fixed price retainer fee for kind of general run-of-the-mill monthly cost. So I guess we could explore other options there, but it's pretty specific on the different fee options.
I mean, we cannot, right. And I think that's where I think we can sort of review one more time and kind of put that language. I mean, we can ask for both, like I think it's stated in that document, and go from there.
Okay.
So again, if any trustee has any questions, just let me know via email or any suggestions. And, you know, me and Leanna will certainly research the possibilities of whatever the question is to incorporate into the RFP itself.
So maybe the as far as next steps, you, Michael, update this draft to be more appropriate for kind of moving forward. It doesn't sound like there's that much that needs to be updated here. And then right. in the June meeting, maybe or maybe the May meeting, May or June, prior to that meeting, you send it out and we can review as a overall during the normal PNF monthly meeting, give you feedback, and then you can put it out.
Nope, that sounds like a good timeline.
Does that work with everyone, or?
So you're suggesting that any feedback that we do it in a regular meeting and not another committee meeting?
Yeah, I mean, we can do it in these meetings, but it's hard enough to get people all together, and I don't think that we need to spend like an hour talking about this moving forward. I'm just thinking out loud here. Once we get down to reviewing the different applications, we probably want to do that outside of the entire group, or else it'll take a lot of time. I don't know. I can see either way. I'm just trying to save folks some time here.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm just thinking in terms of how the other RFPs have been handled in regards to, like, you know, open meeting that's on the record. I mean, transparency is everything, so I don't particularly have an issue with it.
They all should be open meetings on the record, though, even including the subcommittee meeting, right?
Okay.
I guess the only question is when we're reviewing the RFPs, that is not open, right, Michael?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I have to ask Fumiati, because technically, if it's not advertised, it's not really a public document at that point, from the purchasing standpoint.
For whatever the purchasing process is through the RFP process, we should follow that process.
Yeah. So right. let me double check on that with Fumiati. I mean, if you do discuss it at a meeting, it just may have to be executive session that you're discussing it, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking in terms of, I mean, you know, I'm all for transparency. I agree with you, Mr. Mayor, on that. I just was just thinking in terms of if it's done in an open session, if, is it going to like spoil the process?
Yeah.
Wait, Michael, do we need to explicitly appoint some review committee as a part of the RFP process?
So we have a criteria in the RFP as far as how it will be awarded. There is no, so that is kind of the review process. When I do submit the paperwork to purchasing, I will need to let them know like who is reviewing the RFP, but you don't officially need to appoint a committee. It's just like, so, if it's the pension board, I would tell Humiati the pension board is the one reviewing, you know.
Yeah, so if I may, so we're going through a similar process on the commission where we're looking at the upcoming RFP for psychological, and we actually have been meeting with Rebecca and Regina and CAO in terms of taking a look at the RFP, giving consideration to what's being written, and there will be a committee that is going to review it, and I think it could be a few members or all members, but we did decide as a group that there will be some that will actually be reviewing and scoring, and others will be observers that we would be able to come to the meeting, but we wouldn't actually be part of the scoring of the RFP. So I don't know if this is like a similar process that we may want to consider or something totally different.
It is a similar process. And I think that's kind of, you know, to the mayor's question of, I think it's really up to us on what role you want each trustee to play. I mean, if we want all the trustees to kind of review the RFPs, that's fine. We could do that. If it's a select group, we can do that. Again, when we're just, before we're advertising the RFP, that's just the information I would need to know. That's all, because I have to put it in the paperwork that I give to purchasing.
I'm fine with either option. It's nice to have consensus among the trustees. So whether the trustees trust that a smaller group of trustees can score, or whether that needs to be the whole group, I'm indifferent.
Yeah, no, there's no set number, no nothing like that. As long as it's an odd number of members or scorers, I should say, not members, but scorers on the RFP, then we're all set. So,
strong opinions here?
No, I mean, it could go either way.
Trustee Cannon, I don't have any access to raising my hand. Sorry to just jump in.
You never raise your hand anyways, Trustee.
you know me. Hey, Liz, I do appreciate this committee, and I was hopeful that we could get, I know it's tough to get together, but I would like to possibly get this committee to meet one more time before we go forward with the discussions in the regular meetings, or just to have one more meeting to consider what we're looking at. And I'm on board with the June, July posting, but I think we should meet towards the end of May just to do a recap of where we're at. And, some of my concerns are just to analyze the level of legal services we need. I've talked to multiple pensions from the state, and when I go to NCPERS or anything that related to the International Association of Firefighters, I speak with their pension reps. Not too many of them have a lawyer sitting at the table at all times. I appreciate having Carolyn at times, and I know that I've been contentious towards her in some instances, but I don't think that we need to have, we need to analyze the restructure of the fee that she's charging, or how much work that she has capabilities of jumping in on. That's the concern. We have to have more checks and balances there. I respect the new administration of that pension office. I know that they came into, when a legend like Jerry Sagnella retired, and there was, a transformation of a mayoral administration, it's hard. And I know that they're doing a great job, and I know they rely on Jerry's last words, which just called the lawyer. But, a lawyer gets two too much hands-on involvement in a lot of these things. I'd like to analyze that also and then possibly meet with a subcommittee meeting again in May so we can just go over that, go over the fee structure, and go over the timelines of the RFP, if that's possible.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. So, Michael, why don't you and Leanna work on drafting an updated RFP, send that out prior to the subcommittee meeting in May. The trustees should review what they send out before the subcommittee meeting in May so that we can give any final feedback on the proposed RFP that needs to go out. And then we can give an update to the full group in June. Does that work for the timeline?
Absolutely. Yep. No, I will talk to Leanna. We will certainly review the last document that we send out.
Okay. Great.
Okay.
Anything
else? Sounds good.
All right. Good to see you all.
Thanks,
everyone. Okay, you too. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.